Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm host Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode 222. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday series, and it's another great one in our Fitness Friday program. We've got an important story about an important program from the National Institute on Aging, one of 27 institutes and centers at the National Institutes of Health. As all of us in the Not Old Better audience know today, the population of the world is older than ever before. The National Institute on Aging, NIA, at NIH, supports and conducts research to better understand the aging process as well as diseases and conditions that can occur as we grow older. One of the National Institute on Aging's important programs is Go for Life Exercise and Physical Fitness Campaign. Go for Life is evidence-based exercise. An evidence-based practice is a practice that has been rigorously evaluated. In other words, it has been shown that it is supported by data, not just based on theory. So this is real stuff. And our guest today is Stephanie Daly, who is the NIA Director of National Go for Life Exercise and Physical Activity Campaign for Older People.
The Go for Life campaign is based on scientific information. It's a research-based campaign, and the information is translated, has been translated into consumer-friendly language so that it's easily available to the public, and the resources have been tailored to older adults.
That, of course, is our guest today, Stephanie Daly, speaking to us from her offices at the National Institute on Aging via internet phone. Please join me in welcoming Stephanie Daly. Stephanie Daly, National Institutes on Aging, thanks so much for joining us today.
Very happy to be with you, Paul.
You know, I think my audience is going to be aware of NIA. They're certainly going to be very aware of NIH. I think the Go for Life campaign is going to be something that they'll be aware of. You and I have had a chance to review a little bit about it, but let's go back to the start and let's talk a little bit about, you know, what is Go for Life? What's the campaign? And why was it started initially?
Well, Go for Life is a national campaign to encourage exercise and physical activity in older people. NIA launched the campaign because increasing numbers of research studies show that regular physical activity really benefited older people's health in many, many ways. You know, exercising on a regular basis is one of the healthiest things you can do when you get older, and it's an integral part of healthy aging. And, you know, it can reduce the risk of developing some diseases and disabilities as we get older. And in some cases, it's an effective treatment for many chronic conditions. Some studies show that exercise can help people with arthritis, heart disease, diabetes, and it also shows it can help people with high blood pressure, balance problems, or those who have difficulty walking. So this information was very important to be able to translate into a way that can be used so it could be used by older adults. And the campaign was basically started to be able to do that.
And it was started in 2011. Again, my audience is probably going to be very familiar with this, but tell us a little bit about some of the campaign activities over that time period and particularly some of the accomplishments since its first launch.
Well, the campaign launched, as you said, in 2011. And since then, we have seen many, many people become very familiar with the importance of exercise and as you age. We have free materials, which we distribute. We have free videos online, which people can watch. And just over the years, there's been an enormous upsurge in the number of people availing themselves of our materials. We always have to reprint. We always are getting lots of requests for materials all the time. And the web stats have just been continually increasing. And, of course, with social media, our presence in social media has expanded as well. We have Go for Life has always existed with a panoply of partners, national and local partners around the country, organizations which help to get the word out and infuse Go for Life into their current ongoing programs and then add Go for Life programs to their programs. Go for Life has always had a wealth of partners at the federal, national, and local level. So it really has reached out to the American public, older adults, and has had quite an impact, we feel, in getting the word out about the importance of exercise and physical activity. Go for Life has the number four in the title, and the number four is important because it speaks to the four types of exercises that older adults should be getting: endurance, strength, balance and flexibility. When people think of exercise, they mostly think of the kind that makes you huff and puff, the endurance type. But for older adults, it's important to stretch across all four types to make sure that they're fit in all four areas, because all those four types of exercises all help in many ways.
That's good to know. And I like the four in the middle, and nice to hear that it has very much value associated with it. So you mentioned the partners. And by the way, we're going to put links up to where our audience can find information about NIA. But let's talk a little bit about the partners. Tell us about some of the partner programs, about some of the unique adult exercise options that some of the partners are offering.
Go4Life partners at the federal, national, and local level have been instrumental for years in sharing Go4Life messages about exercise and physical activity via social media, blogs, newsletters, and listservs. Well, as I said, we wanted to work with partners because we wanted them to make Go4Life their own, to infuse it into their ongoing programs and make it a part of what they currently do, but amplify it for older adults. So partners have participated in very unique ways. One of our partners, Sunrise Senior Living, which has residences all throughout the nation, has developed what they call intergenerational relay races, where during Go4Life Month, which happens in September, they organize relay races between older adults and young people right there at their residences. Another Go4Life partner, Let's Move in Libraries, is amplifying the use of Go4Life in public libraries. As you may or may not know, libraries increasingly are becoming a place where movement-oriented activities take place, and especially targeted toward older adults who frequent libraries a lot. So we're trying to find a way to infuse Go4Life into those libraries, and that partner is really being instrumental in helping us do that. Another partner, the City of Daly City, has featured lunch and crunch activities where people get together and do seated exercises, strength exercises, and then have lunch and hear about Go4Life. Another partner, the Health Network of Wisconsin, is taking Go4Life to locations throughout its care network and providing opportunities, ample opportunities for older adults to learn about exercise and healthy aging, and is even thinking of instituting Go4Life workout rooms in their facilities. And also, another very active Go4Life partner, Fit and Well Seniors of the YMCA of Metropolitan Washington, D.C., was a key participant in last year's Facebook Live event for Go4Life Month, where they led older adults in a 20-minute strength training class. So many organizations have Go4Life walks, and there are lots of other types of activities that are taking place under the guise of Go4Life within our partners. We could not do it without our partners. They are essential to Go4Life, and we're so grateful that they've continued to be with us all these years.
Well, we'll definitely want to highlight the connection to the partners within the NIA campaigns. And it's important to learn that the Go4Life programs and partners are offered at libraries and other places around the community. Good to hear about Daly City. Stephanie Daly, I was born in Daly City. So Daly City.
Oh, my goodness.
So good.
Oh, my goodness. Good, what a coincidence.
What a coincidence. Good. Well, it's not always about going to the gym. Sometimes we can exercise in libraries. Sometimes we can go to malls. Sometimes we can just simply get out in our neighborhoods and walk. And sometimes we can even do it in our homes. Tell us a little bit about the types of physical activity that we might get within the guidance of NIA, still obtaining, some results, pushing it properly and using some of the Go4Life tips to get that exercise, but do so, in kind of the comfort of our own homes.
That's a really good point that you raised, Paul. Going to the gym and going other places can be a great strategy for becoming more fit, but the gym is not the only place. It might be too expensive or too inconvenient to get to on a regular basis, and even indeed going outdoors during parts of the year is not really easy either, because weather can be inclement. It can be too hot or be too cold. So Go4Life features exercises that are tailored to older adults that can be done right where you are, right where you sit in your home. As a matter of fact, exercise videos we feature on our website demonstrate exercises, and the setting for those videos is in a home location, reinforcing the message subliminally of exercise as possible in your home. There's so many ways to be active at home, even seated while watching television. You can have some weights sitting right by your seat, your chair, and you can lift them as you are watching your favorite program. There are many reasons to perform exercise away from the home, including the chance to socialize with others and receive attention from an exercise class instructor or trainer. But at the same time, you can do many exercises in the comfort of your own home, your kitchen, walking up and down the stairs, and lots of different places around the home, and you don't necessarily need to go outdoors. And we have videos on our YouTube site and on our website as well. And if your television can access that, then you can do our videos right from your television set as well.
Well, good. Well, let's dive into that just a little bit, because there are videos. There are toolkits even available. Some of these videos offer some motivational support and more. There's also tips that are available on the NIA site. Give our audience some examples of what they might expect, and specifically where they can find those resources on the site.
Well, as you said, we have many free resources available, and I stress the word free. Mm-hmm. The Go for Life campaign is based on scientific information. It's a research-based campaign, and the information has been translated into consumer-friendly language so that it's easily available to the public, and the resources have been tailored to older adults. They are senior-friendly, so to speak. So our website is, you can type Go for Life into the web, and you'll get there very quickly. And you'll find a lot of resources. For example, we have an exercise and physical activity guide, which basically lays out all the things I've been saying in terms of the importance of exercise. Plus, it has wonderful pictures of how to do specific exercises under the different categories, strength, balance, flexibility, and some endurance. And then it also has step-by-step instructions that exist alongside each photo to show you exactly how to do the exercises safely and effectively. We have another booklet called Workout to Go, which is a condensed version of our exercise guide that basically has just the exercises without not as much of the background material in it. And that's been designed to be able to kind of slip in your pocket or purse or suitcase and exercise when you're away from home or even when you're at home. It's a smaller guide, so the pictures aren't quite as big, but they are still as colorful and as accurate. We have tutorial videos, and when I say tutorial, I mean exercise videos on our website and on our YouTube channel that show you how to do specific exercises. They're basically for reference. So you can watch how to do a hand grip, watch how to do a side leg lift, watch how to do a back stretch. And then we have workout videos, which basically pull all these exercises together in one place so you can have a real workout. We have 10-minute workouts, 15-minute workouts, 20-minute workouts, and hour-long workouts. Another resource we have are our new call to action postcards. These are postcards that have basically all the information about Go for Life in one place, in one small postcard, that people who work with older adults can pass out to older adults so they can take the postcard, go home, get the information off the postcard to go to the website or basically the 800 number where they can call and get resources, free resources, and have them ordered to them and shipped to their home free of charge. We have large posters which organizations can use to put on their billboard, their bulletin boards or their walls to alert people to the importance of exercise for older people. And each of the posters has the four different types of exercises that are recommended. We have motivational flyers that can be downloaded from the website and printed out. We have tip sheets, a whole compendium of tip sheets, each of which is focused on a different aspect of exercise, from questions to ask your doctor about exercise to how to exercise in the workplace to exercises for the different seasons of the year to motivational types of tips. And, of course, we have a number of our resources are available in Spanish. So all these resources are available free of charge by just going to our website, Go for Life at nia.nih.gov, or calling our 800 number to order the resources, 1-800-222-2225. So that's just a brief description of what we offer.
And that's a great description of what you offer. Really, Go for Life is such a thorough campaign. Stephanie Daly, it is just such a pleasure to speak with you. I know you're super busy. I just have one final question for you. September is going to be Go for Life month. It's coming up quickly, just about 90 days away. Tell us what we might expect over week one, week two, week three, maybe even those four kind of components of the Go for Life name might be incorporated, and at least give us a sense of what we might expect and look forward to and how our listeners can participate.
Well, thank you, Paul, for asking that question, because Go for Life month is very important to us. We've been celebrating it since 2015. And the month is an opportunity to shine a spotlight on the importance of exercise and healthy aging. And this year, the slogan is Get Ready, Get Moving, Go for Life. Get ready, get moving, go for life. And for week one of September, we want to focus people on preparing for exercise. What do you have to do to get ready for exercise? You don't just jump into it. There's some things you have to do beforehand, whether it's finding the right shoes to wear, whether it's determining what you want to do. And another very important aspect of preparation is to find out where you are now. What are you currently doing, and can you build on that? week two, we will focus people on trying all four types of exercise. Try some endurance, try some balance, try some strength, try some flexibility activities, and get your feet wet in all four. Most people think of exercise as endurance primarily, huffing and puffing. But as I said before, for older adults, we want them to be fit and strong as they get older. And to do that, they've got to do all four types of exercise. So week two is devoted to that. Week three, we ask you to stay on track, to keep going, find ways to continue with this. And one way you can do that is to subscribe to our free texts and e-alerts by going onto the homepage of our website. You can sign up for them to receive them on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, and they're tips to keep you going, to help you stay with it. And there's a variety of those that come that are you can get every day, as I said, or every week. And for week four of Go for Life Month, we are asking you to plan to do Go for Life throughout the year, how you continue your exercise throughout the year. We don't want it to be just for the month of September, but we want it to be something that you continue, because one key component of our Go for Life campaign is the word regular, that exercise should be something you do on an ongoing basis to really, really benefit from what it can offer. So that the last week will be focused on that.
What just a wonderful program this is, Stephanie Daly. Thank you again for joining us. We will put links up where you can find all of this information, where people can reach the 800 number for resources. But all of these tips, keeping exercise going throughout the year, with September coming up, Stephanie Daly, we would love to have you come back and tell us a little bit more as September gets a little closer, maybe even during September, to keep the audience kind of charged up. So we'll talk about that, of course, again with you. But Stephanie Daly, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul.
This is great. My thanks to our guest today. And please check out our website at notold-better.com for more information and conversation. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at notoldbetter. And you can find us on Facebook as well. We are Not Old Better there on Facebook. Podcasts of the Not Old Better Show are available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio, also on Amazon's Alexa. How are you today, Alexa?
I'm doing great.
Alexa, play the Not Old Better podcast.
Getting the latest episode of the Not Old Better Show. Here it is from TuneIn.
You can always find us online at notold-better.com, where you can find all of our archives. You can share a link, you can get in touch, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and please, everyone, let's talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.